So here we are, it's February 21st, and I bet some of you made New Year's resolutions about your sales behaviors and other things. How are you doing? If you're like most people when it comes to resolutions, we start out well, then our enthusiasm kind of dwindles after a few weeks. Hello, this is Walt Gerano with Anthony Cole Training Group. Welcome to this week's Sales Brew that asks the question, do you need a sales resolution or a sales revolution to change your results? Everyone in sales who wants to get better will usually look at their year-end results and try to figure out what should change. You begin with the best of intentions, but soon you realize that change can be hard and it's easier to stay with what you know. Resolutions usually involve a decision you make to do or not do something. A wise man once said, deciding is not doing. Sales resolutions might include making more phone calls, stop making cold calls, get more introductions and referrals, working harder, more hours. What if that doesn't fix the problem? Maybe what you need is a sales revolution. Revolutions begin when things become so intolerable that people decide change is necessary and action's required. What about you? What if you committed to a revolution for your sales practice? What would you do? Where would you begin? You might start by changing your sales process. Only work with prospects who have a problem they're committed to fixing. Make sure you have the time, money, and resource discussion every time. And always make sure you are meeting with the decision maker. Those are the foundation of any effective sales process, but what about making more calls to the right people? Really commit to the behaviors and phone calls and meetings you know you need to be successful. How about committing to develop your skills and techniques? Ask everyone for an introduction or referral. Use LinkedIn and other resources to identify people you want to meet. Spend the necessary time to work on your business, not just in it. Plan your day and your week. Finally, lose early. The willingness to walk away when they don't qualify to do business with you. I know some of this may sound a bit radical, but we are talking about revolution here. No real change ever comes about without sacrifice and commitment. Rise up and let the revolution begin.